Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, what I'm curious about to you, Tiki, because we have discussed this on air a little bit, and that is the fact that right now, as of this moment, it is still mid-April, the Mets are not drawing anybody. Even for the dock day, they announced 32,000 people. It was not a big crowd.
It was raining, so I get it. I understand why some people might have been turned off. It was a Sunday. Like, I understand some people have other plans. It's not quite fully nice outside yet, but it was empty. I mean, you sent that picture. The upper deck was just empty.
It filled in a little bit more, but it was still a relatively small crowd. Right. Yes, as the game went on. Last night, I mean, an absolutely gorgeous night. The Mets announced 18,000 people. Mm. What is your theory for why the Mets are not drawing very well? Meanwhile, the Yankees on a Tuesday night against the Marlins announced 36,000 people, just to have perspective on this.
So I think this Met team is going to have to prove it. Forget what we're talking about from a record standpoint, where they're positioned. They're going to have to prove it to the fan base because the enthusiasm was just not there coming into this season. So I would guess that pre-sales and the Sunday packages or the Saturday weekend package, Saturday package, whatever packages they're selling didn't go well. They didn't sell them.
Yeah.
They didn't pre-season sell them because there was no high expectations. Like, why am I going to go watch them? I'd rather just watch them at home, and if they're good, I'll go buy it at the gate if I need to. So I think that's what it's been like. So unfortunately, this Met team is going to have to play like they did the last 11 for the next month or so before people start saying, all right, I actually want to go see that team. I want to go see Pete. I want to go see Lindor. I want to see Francisco Alvarez. I like this pitching staff. Like, they're gonna have to prove it. Like, they're gonna have to become a story for fans to start coming. Otherwise, they're just gonna sit at home and say, "All right, we'll just see. We'll just evaluate," just like David Stern says.
Yes,
I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I think that it takes a lot of time. You know, sometimes your best attendance years are the year after you have success. Mm-hmm. Like in 1997, the Yankees drew better than they drew in 1996. You know what I mean? Yeah. They won the World Series in 1996.
Well, what was it last year?
The Mets?
Yeah.
To
start the season. Was it really good last year to start the season?
I don't think it was ever really good, but it was certainly better than this. I mean, this is the worst start to a season attendance-wise in Citi Field history.
And when was the last time the Mets had a rotation that didn't feature a guy that people were like dying to see? Like, oh, he's pitching tonight. Let's go to the Mets.
I mean, you really have to go pre-Jacob DeGrom.
It's crazy.
You got to go back to the Jonathan Nease, Mike Pelfrey era. You're right. And this is a franchise that has always had that history of having the big-time ace. So you're right, they don't have a starting pitcher that anybody wants to pay and see. Meanwhile, they did have those guys, you know, even though Verlander and Scherzer don't jump out at you. But
yeah, but last year, because I'm looking it up now.
I'm going to tell you the crowds. I mean, it's not even close. You're gonna be amazed by it.
Yeah.
Opening day, forget opening day, it's always a sellout. Saturday game, 42,000.
Yeah.
Sunday game, 33,000. Monday night against the Padres, 30,000. Tuesday against the Padres, 30,000. Wednesday afternoon against the Padres, me and Lugie went to that game, 34,000.
And then they went on a long road trip.
They come back, and it drops a little bit. 20,000, 20,000, 20,000, 29,000, 27,000. But still, significantly better than what they're getting now.
Right.
So I think you're right that sometimes expectations lead to that. That's why I said at the top of the show, there's kind of this almost formula for when a fan base starts to believe in a team. And the first thing you can do, and I experienced it last night, is closing your eyes and listening to how it sounds. And when the Mets rallied last night, if you closed your eyes, you could hear a packed stadium.
Yeah.
You could hear the excitement of Met fans. That's step one. The fan believing based on how excited they get. Like, Harvey's Better Game. Remember the Harvey's Better Game? It's in my book, My Mets Bobby. You can buy it right now. That was the game where Steven Strasburg pitched, Matt Harvey outdueled him, and the crowd started chanting, Harvey's Better. You can look that up. There was no more than 30,000 people in that building that night. That was in the mid-20s. But I wrote about that game because of the crowd. That made my book because of the crowd, because of the electricity, because you could feel Met fans believing in Matt Harvey and believing in what was coming. So it starts with the loudness of the crowd. And then the second step is, people showing up. And right now, You know, you can come up with your own theories. I respect yours.
Right.
People ain't showing up.
I mean, even last year, I'm just looking. They're three games under 500 in the middle of May. The Tampa Bay Rays are in town. There's 28,000, 29,000 on Tuesday and a Wednesday.
Right.
Tuesday and a Wednesday.
Their smallest crowd last year was 20,191. Yeah. They have been under that number in almost every game they've played outside of Dock Day and Opening Day.
May 10th through the 14th is when you'll hit the panic button if they're not getting close to selling out.
Meaning,
Braves and Phillies in a month.
From a business standpoint, you're talking about.
Right, because by then, we're going to know, hey, mid-May, are the Mets five games over? Are they back under? And those are finally, you get some sexy opponents in the building, too.